Welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, and your open line calls, and let's go right to them. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Good evening. It's me, Jeff from Ferguson.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing okay. I was going to comment on the Terry Schiavo, what's going on with her.
Yeah?
I think I pretty much agree with what everyone else has been saying about keeping her alive with no documentation of saying what her...
Sure.
Because how can you base a judgment on what she said 20 years ago when she was younger?
Well, you can't. You can't. And also, there's nothing in writing about that either. Thanks, Jeff, for the call. And also, you know, it's about time, and I'm so glad now that over the past really week or so, the mainstream media has decided to jump on this story and really start to talk about it and push it, because I think that's helping. If there's going to be a decision by the Federal Appeals Court in this matter, it's only going to come because we've got now widespread support. And I want to, at this time, too, thank Matt Drudge. You know his website, drudgereport.com, who Sunday night in his national broadcast mentioned Coast to Coast and the fact that we were one of the first to talk about this on a national basis when nobody else was, because it was a very important issue and an issue very dear to me. And I just want to thank Matt for pointing out the fact that this program cares enough about people to do that. And I just like the fact now that so many national news outlets and talk show hosts are beginning to talk about this issue. Hannity and Combs, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and others on a national basis are beginning to talk about this, and I think that's going to help, because even programs like this cannot do it alone. You know, we can help prop people up, but once you get the mainstream media involved, all of a sudden the world starts to wake up a little bit more. And so even though, yes, we were one of the first ones to talk about this, because it was quite keenly obvious to me that it was well worthwhile to, I'm glad that the other mainstream media are beginning to do this as well. And let's hope and pray that it's just not too late. International line, where are you calling from? You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, this is Mary Ann from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Moose Jaw. I've always liked that city. Moose Jaw.
Well, I'm actually not from Moose Jaw. I'm just driving through it right now.
Okay, what's up?
I heard you like ghost stories, and, you know, just hearing that other guy talk about his, I just popped into mine when I was younger. My husband doesn't believe it, but I know it's true. I've been there, done it. I used to babysit for my uncle and aunt, and they rented a farm. And when they had their son, he was about 4 months old, they left me and my other cousin and a friend of ours, who are both, like, all three of us are 14 at the time, in charge, and they were going out for the day. So we were like, okay, no problem, see you later. And he goes, oh, before I leave, I should warn you. We're like, warn us about what? And he's like, about the ghost that lives here. And he told us how the farmer had died in the house and all that, and he lived in the closet. So we're like, okay, yeah, right. You know, like a ghost is going to live in a closet.
They all live in closets.
Well, we were 14, you know, we weren't afraid of nothing.
Yeah.
And we went, and they leave. First thing we do, of course, is check the closet, and, you know, we're jiggling the door, everything like that, and it's secure. And my cousin there, he was sleeping, so we weren't too worried about that. We're sitting in the living room, and they've got a little Cocker Spaniel at the time, and all of a sudden, the hair on the back of his neck goes up, and he starts growling, and he's staring right at this closet door. And we're all looking at each other, like, oh, no, 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 no. And we look over, and I swear that door opened. Just a crack, but it opened. So all three of us, we jumped up and ran to the bathroom, just locked the door. And then we're all like, oh, my God, the baby, the baby.
You left the baby?
We left the baby, and we just ran to the door in the bathroom. So we all like, okay, that's it. We got to go out and get the baby. So, you know, we're all cuddling together, and we shut the closet door. So we're like, okay, we're safe. You know, not 10, 15 minutes later, the dog's doing the same thing. Door opens up again. This time here we ran, grabbed the baby, and ran outside. We sat outside until they came home.
What do you think it was?
Oh, it was, I believe them now. Like, after that we believed it because he told us how they would see, you know, they'd wake up in the middle of the night and see an old man wearing a red flannel shirt sitting on their bed watching them.
You're lucky the ghost didn't grab you into the closet.
Oh, no kidding. After that, we were like, uh-uh. You know, and I felt sorry for my cousin. It was the same age as me. He lived there. And I was like, oh.
You can't believe how many people are afraid of the closets when they go to bed. I mean, there are a lot of people who have to keep that door closed. And, I mean, try to go to sleep. Test yourself tonight when you do go to bed after this program in the wee hours. Try to go to sleep with the closet door open. I bet you can't do it without thinking about it. If anything, I've now imprinted it in your mind. But try. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. It's good to be on your show. My name is Susie. I'm from Chula Vista, California, San Diego County.
Susie. Sure. How are you?
Fine. How? I was listening to the last few days about Terry Schiavo.
Mm-hmm.
I had a son who died 13 years ago. He was 11. And he had fallen off of a tractor, and they said that his brain damage was irreversible. And there's a link between mom and child, as there is with Terry Schiavo's and her mom. She believes, and as I did believe, that I could communicate with my son, and I know she does too. I could see in his eyes. And as time went by, because he had a lot of swelling, his head was there's some damage, but not, I believe not brain damage. He just had a lot of swelling in the back.
Yeah.
Which caused his nerves to be able to, he wasn't able to move for a while.
What finally happened?
Well, he did communicate with me with his eyes, and after the swelling went down, of course, it's a little different than Terry's case, but he started communicating with me, and all the nurses realized. But at the time, they gave me some grave news that, oh, his brain damage is irreversible, and which it wasn't. And I know I was communicating
right
with him.
Was he on any life support or anything like that?
Yes, he was.
He was
on a respirator for about a month.
And now what's the situation?
He passed away.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, but he left me a wealth of spirituality, which I love to share with everybody, because every time I share the spirituality that my son gave me, I'm reliving, or I'm giving more life to my son, because I believe that. I don't know.
You probably
if I explain
are.
Myself.
You probably
and,
are.
And I want to say one more thing. Here in these days of Passover, I tried so hard. You know, I prayed so much for my little boy. I have to smile. I used to pray for my two older boys. They'd go out on the streets and go around with their friends in their cars and blah, blah, blah. I don't want them to get hit in an accident. And the one who did die was my little smaller boy. And it made me realize we can't control things. God controls everything. And maybe it would be a good idea for all us Christians who have faith in God's will and pray that, be it God's will for Terry, that she survives.
Well, and you know, and I think a lot of people are trying to do that now. And, hopefully something will happen. You know, and the other thing in the Schiavo case, the money that she received from the insurance company in a malpractice claim should have gone to her rehabilitation, not to attorneys to fight whether she should be taken off of this feeding tube. You know, quite frankly, who knows what would have happened by now had they given her quality rehabilitation with the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they've spent over the years for attorney fees. I mean, that's the crazy thing about it. That's what the money was for. And it's, at least a lot of that, is gone. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George. Yeah. This is Daniel in Los Angeles. How are you?
Fine, Daniel. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to tell you that I recently noticed a positive shift in more optimistic tone to both your program and Art Bell's programs.
Well, we've always been positive. Sometimes we'll have a few scary shows, but that's only because it's the sign of the times. And but, yeah, I do believe, I've always believed, that the more positive you can be, the better off we all will be.
Right, and you just mentioned tort reform, which, of course, is on President Bush's agenda. And it's good to see that Drudge is giving you your radio props, and that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are joining you. And I just wanted to thank you for supporting President Bush and the neocon radio agenda. Welcome aboard George Norrie and Art Bell, and I'm sure you'll be rewarded.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about with regards to that, but thank you for the Terry Schiavo remarks. Let's go to our east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good.
I want to talk to you about two things. I know I'm going to be quick because I know a lot of other people would like to speak to you. I'm a nurse, and I thought you should get a medical professional's opinion on all of what's going on with the Terry Schiavo case. If you don't mind, I would like to give my opinion.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Have you worked with her?
I haven't worked with her, no.
Oh,
no.
You
and
haven't.
If I did, I wouldn't be able to talk to you about it.
Well, how are you going to give us a medical evaluation here?
I'm not going to give you a medical evaluation. What I'd like to say is I would like to stress for everyone, get a living will. I don't care if you're 20. I don't care if you're 60. A living will helps, believe me. I know what my fiancé would like if anything, God forbid, should happen to him.
You know, the problem is people in their 30s, never think of it.
Right. They're invincible. Nothing can happen. But I stress to everyone to get a living will. Any major store that sells office supplies does sell the legal document for it, and it makes it very convenient for someone to go and get a living will and to have it done. Now, I know my fiancé would like me, you know, if anything happened to him, to say, you know, let me go in peace and don't do any heroic measures. But you know, that needs to be communicated through this living will. And
yeah,
it's
I
very
agree.
Important to have one.
Yep, I
because
agree.
I can't comment on Terry Schiavo's case because I don't know exactly what's going on with her. I don't know her quality of life, what her quality of life's been. I don't know how much progress she's made. And that's really one reason why we can't comment on it. I lived in Europe for 3 years, and I see the difference they have over there about euthanasia and the way they look at it. And they're probably laughing at us, to tell you the truth. We treat animals in this country with more dignity to die and to be out of pain and suffering than we do humans.
Well, I'll tell you this. If something's not done in the next couple of days, it's going to be too late. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, this is Tango from Queens, New York.
Tango.
It's a pleasure.
Interesting name.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Wanted to go back a couple of shows. You had Father Andrew Wingate on.
I did.
And he spoke of some antichrist called Lord Maitreya.
Yes.
Are you planning to put this guy on?
I can't get a hold of him. I can't find the guy. But I have had his representative on twice already.
You have?
And we're toying with the idea of doing it again. Apparently, and I got to tell you this, a lot of people, when they hear Benjamin Krem on the show, who's supposed to be the representative of the Lord Maitreya, and again, as Father Wingate pointed out so accurately, Lord Maitreya is the name that he has taken, this individual. We didn't give it to him, but people got sick listening. I'm not talking about mentally sick. They got physically sick listening to Benjamin Krem on the air talking about the Lord Maitreya. Now, Benjamin Krem has said that the Maitreya is not the Antichrist, but a lot of people think otherwise.
It would be interesting to give him the fifth degree.
Yeah, it would. I would interview the Maitreya. I've talked about it before, if he would come on. Except we really can't find him. He apparently lives in London somewhere.
I see. Hoping to see that one day. Two more things, quick.
Very quick.
The music on the show is amazing. I'm a DJ, and I have to say, you have great taste.
Well, the staff does too. I pick out 15%. So the 15% you don't like is probably coming from me.
No, my taste in music is vast. So I'm sure I like all of your stuff, too. The other thing is Terry Schiavo.
Yeah.
I was listening to it on Bill O'Reilly today.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have turned into a left versus right thing. And it's kind of sad because...
It is sad, which seems to be everything in this country these days
right.
is left
right.
or right. There's no more reason anymore. There's
exactly.
no more thought. And there's no more discussion without argument and accusation.
Exactly.
You know, in the old days, you know, you could sit down with someone you didn't agree with, and you guys could talk about things. Now you're labeled things, and that's
right.
so
that's,
wrong.
That's a mature debate, but people
you know,
are not acting like
the guy who just called a few calls before, you know, accusing me of being a Bush supporter. Let me tell you something. I go right down the middle. I do not support George Bush on policies that he puts out that I think are bad and lousy, and I talk about it. On the other hand, when he does things that are good and important to people, and he's done some, I'll talk about it. But I'm not a George Bush supporter, and I definitely wasn't a Bill Clinton supporter. I try to call it the way I see it. And, you know, for a guy like that to come on and go, you're one of the neocons, and you do this, and that is so wrong. You know, it just left you. But that tells you exactly what's happening in this country.
I agree. You know, I think we're all independents, but we don't know it. Everyone seems to have to support a certain side, but I'm sure no one in this world agrees on everything their party represents.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I mean, so much. You know, do I believe that there's a bigger picture to 9/11? If you've listened to my programs on Coast to Coast, absolutely. Do I think George Bush was part of it? Of course not. He was not part of it. But did some people in government know what was going to happen and decide to not tell the right people and decide to turn their heads and let this happen for their own purposes? Of course they did. No doubt about it. Did crazed Islamic fundamentalists do what they did? Of course they did. Did they get help? That's a possibility. A great possibility. You know, and again, and I've said this time and time again, follow the money. Ask yourself who benefits, and then look at what happens to everything on this planet all the time. These things just don't happen. They don't happen. So if somebody can make a lot of money or control, or do whatever they plan to do by turning their head a little bit, by not looking when they should be, well, then who do you blame? And so the bottom line is, on this program, we'll just always try to look at those different angles, the angles that most people won't look at, because if we don't, nobody else will. You will, but you need a voice. And that's why you have us. I'll be back in a moment. We're going to be talking about asteroids. Will one hit us tonight when you go to bed? Probably not. But we're going to find out if they're close. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment. What a thought on Coast to Coast AM.